Among the gases used in semiconductor manufacturing, tetrafluoromethane, CF4, is a greenhouse gas over 6,000 times more potent than carbon dioxide. A KAISD research team has developed a technology that removes this gas with high efficiency while extending the usable lifetime of the catalyst that helps break it down by harnessing the power of disorder, in which mixing multiple metal atoms together actually stabilizes the catalyst's structure. KAISD, President Chung Sik-bae, announced on September 3 that a research team led by Professor Minky Choi from the Department of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering, working in collaboration with researchers from Samsung Electronics, has developed a new catalyst capable of removing CF4, a greenhouse gas used in processes such as the fabrication of fine semiconductor circuits with high efficiency over long periods of use. CF4 is used in processes such as dry etching, in which unwanted portions of a semiconductor wafer are selectively removed to create fine circuit patterns. The problem lies in the CF4 left over after use. Because its carbon and fluorine atoms are bound together extremely tightly, the gas does not easily decompose, and once released into the atmosphere, it can persist for roughly 50,000 years. Its impact on global warming is also more than 6,000 times greater than that of carbon dioxide. To prevent CF4 from being released as is, semiconductor manufacturing sites currently decompose it at high temperatures using steam and a catalyst. A catalyst speeds up chemical reactions, much like those used to reduce pollutants in car exhaust. However, conventional catalysts have suffered from declining performance the longer they are used. This is because hydrogen fluoride, HF, generated as CF4 decomposes, combines with moisture to create a highly corrosive environment, causing the catalyst's fine particles to aggregate or its structure to change. When small catalyst particles clump together into larger masses, the surface area in contact with the CF4 to be treated shrinks, and performance declines accordingly. The research team solved this problem, paradoxically, by harnessing the power of disorder. Mixing multiple atom types creates a complex, disordered structure that resists phase changes and remains stable. This process is called entropy stabilization. In simple terms, it is a principle in which evenly mixing multiple kinds of atoms makes it difficult for a catalyst to clump together or change into another structure. Using this principle, the research team evenly incorporated multiple metals, aluminum, Al, zinc, Zn, gallium, Ga, nickel, Ni, and cobalt, Co, into a single aluminate crystal structure. Aluminate is a material in which several metals are bonded around a basic framework of aluminum and oxygen. Through this approach, the team developed an entropy-stabilized aluminate, ESA, catalyst that resists aggregation and structural deformation even under the harsh conditions of high temperature, moisture, and fluorine occurring together. The performance gap was clear. The new catalyst's intrinsic activity for decomposing CF4 was approximately 2.3 times higher than that of a conventional alumina catalyst. Notably, in an accelerated test conducted at about 800 degrees C for 150 hours, the CF4 conversion of the conventional alumina catalyst dropped from 93% to 48%. The new catalyst, by contrast, maintained a high level, declining only from 98% to 92%. This demonstrated that the catalyst can remove CF4 with high efficiency while sustaining its performance over extended periods. The researchers also revealed the decomposition mechanism of CF4 to do this. They used oxygen isotopes, which allow the movement of oxygen atoms to be tracked. In simple terms, this involves attaching a tag to oxygen atoms so that where the oxygen comes from and where it moves to during the reaction can be traced. The results confirmed that the catalyst first uses the oxygen within its own structure to decompose CF4, and that the reaction continues as surrounding steam replenishes the oxygen that has been depleted. In effect, the catalyst functions as a kind of oxygen refill system, in which steam restores the oxygen the catalyst draws upon. Through this, the research team provided the world's first experimental confirmation of a CF4 decomposition process that had previously only been proposed in theory. The significance of this research goes beyond developing a single catalyst that decomposes CF4 effectively. It presents a new catalyst design strategy capable of achieving both high decomposition performance and a long service life at the same time. The approach is expected to be applicable to the future development of catalysts for treating a range of semiconductor process gases by varying the types and combinations of metals used. Professor Choi said, "By applying the principle that disorder in nature can actually make a structure more stable to catalyst design, we achieved both high CF4 decomposition performance and long-term stability at the same time." He added, "This work is meaningful in that it presents a new materials design strategy that can be extended to catalysts for treating a range of semiconductor process gases by varying the types and combinations of metals used." The study was led by Dr. Seung-Hyuk Kai, a postdoctoral researcher in KAISD's Department of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering, who served as first author, with researchers from Samsung Electronics participating as co-authors. The findings were published in June in the International Chemistry Journal, Anjuant Chemie International Edition. Paper title, "Entropy-Stabilized Aluminate Catalysts That Break the Activity, Stability Trade-off in CF4 Hydrolysis, DOI, 10, 1002/ANI, 6,752,036. This research was supported by the National Research Foundation of Korea, RS 2024-00333937 and RS 2024-00405261.